Jaymont G, we are at the Innovation Showcase today here in Aviation Gateway Park on the fly, and a lot of excitement here this year. Dave Chamson is with us as well, and from EAA, and we have a lot of innovation stuff to talk about this hour.
Hey, good afternoon, Jaymont. Yeah. How are you doing today?
You know, it's a great day out here. The sun is not so bright that we get hot standing out here in the open.
I've got a jacket on and coffee in hand. A little unusual for today.
So we want to chat about all things innovation, but we've got these folks from Opener here, and that's one of your features this year, right?
It is. We are incredibly excited to have them here. It was a product that was announced just a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, and they're from Canada, correct? No, California. Sorry. Started
the other
in Canada.
The
now
other
it's in California, in the valley, if I'm not mistaken. But it's probably one of the most phenomenal new personal aerial vehicles that we've seen here in Oshkosh. And I'm incredibly excited to have the team here. And so I'd love to have them talk a little bit about what it is, what the Black Fly is.
So we've got a couple of different departments of the company represented here. We'll start with manufacturing with Eleanor Lee. Eleanor, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on EA Radio today.
Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about, this was kept quite a secret, wasn't it?
Yes, for a long time it has been kept secret. We launched exactly 14 days ago, and hence we're at Oshkosh here trying to show more people.
So was the drive to make it here to AirVenture with your... what do we even call the
personal aerial vehicle? I think
personal
is that right?
Personal aerial vehicle? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So we decided to launch as a company decision. It's just the right time, and Oshkosh happens to be now. So,
well, we appreciate you doing that. And then, so let's talk a little bit about the aircraft. I assume you're doing production and manufacturing. You could tell us a lot about the airplane. Just give us the A to Z on what it is, how it works, and then we'll talk to her about flight testing and about batteries with Christina.
We are building a personal aerial vehicle. It's pure electric. It's a extreme short vertical takeoff landing. What that means is that it actually takes off and lands within 36 inches from its space station.
Like a drone.
Yeah.
And what can it be used for?
I mean, the possibility is endless. We're still at the beginning of it. We're looking at commute for fun commutes, et cetera.
Okay. And there really is nothing existing like this right now, is there?
There are a lot of companies on site today who are exploring this VTOL space, and we're just one of them.
Okay. But you're here.
What really sets apart our aircraft is that we have actually done a lot of testing. Our test model has done over 12,000 miles unmanned, and we've conducted a number of manned flights with it.
I saw a YouTube video just this afternoon of one of your flights. It looked really, really cool.
Did you see me close the canopy?
No, I didn't. I better go back and look at that again.
So what has been, and this question can be for any of you, what has been the reception of the Black Fly here, given that this is a pretty traditionally airplane-driven crowd here, but over the past few years we've really started to introduce more innovation in the eVTOL space. What has been the reaction here?
The reaction has been over the top. Completely unbelievable. we're completely blown away. You know, we've been in stealth mode for 9 years. We've kind of been living in our own bubble, trying to create something incredible. And we all know each other really well. We spent a lot of time together testing, and so having our own systems that we built in house to be able to test these things, and it's just really fun to see that there's so much excitement out there over what we've brought forth, it's really strange to be having people come up to you and talk about Blackfly when Blackfly has been so much a part of our existence and our lives for so long in this sort of stealth mode?
Yeah, and for us, 14 days. for me, about 10 minutes. No, that's really cool. That's really cool that people, I'm sure it got, how did you roll it out? How did you do the fanfare? Like when you announced, how did you do
your CBS Morning News? How did
yeah,
it get
so,
announced?
Yeah, so we decided that we wanted to have an exclusive news outlet actually present Blackfly. So we were able to get John Blackstone with CBS to come by our factory and take a look at aircraft that we're building, to go into our propulsion lab and experience the kind of testing, subsystem testing that we're doing there. We showed him a lot of the videos that we have that everybody is able to see right now in the public, to see the aircraft actually fly. And he just put together really an amazing piece on our company and our product, and other news outlets kind of ran with it. And so that's how it was really introduced to the public.
How exciting. That's a cool way to do it.
Well, it's been amazing. I've talked to many people that have stated that they've come to the show just to see this technology, which is incredibly encouraging because we have got a lot of cool things in the Innovation Showcase here at Aviation Gateway Park, but yours is something so new and so different here. And EA has always been, as we've talked about, very good at preserving the history. We've got warbirds and we've got a lot of old vintage planes here, but to see something like this and some of the other things that we have, I think is very eye-opening for a lot of our attendees.
Yeah, there was one man that actually came up to our booth and said, "I love Opener, I love Blackfly. I canceled my family vacation, and once I heard that you guys were going to be at Oshkosh, I canceled my family vacation and to come and see you." And so we actually took some photos with him with the Blackfly and told him more about the aircraft. And,
wow, is he on your order book already?
Yeah. I'm sure his family appreciated that.
On our mailing list, yeah. At least.
Let's talk a little bit about how it's powered.
Yeah, how does it work?
So the aircraft uses differential thrust with its propulsion systems. So the wings are fixed to the fuselage, and it revs up those front electric motors. And so those allow it to be able to have the very short takeoff and landing, as well as take off at a 45-degree angle. The motors can rev up to 130 pounds in under a second. So having that kind of modulation really allows us to have control over the whole vehicle in a number of different flight regimes and transition to the cruise in a very smooth and controlled way.
And I'm sure a lot of people have asked you in terms of the safety aspects that come with it. Certainly you're up there on 8 electric rotors. What happens if one of them fail? What happens if all of them fail? What kind of protection systems do you have in place?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, in the space that we are with Part 103, you don't require a pilot's license. So, you know, we're trying to make this aircraft as safe and redundant as we possibly can. It has a triple modular redundant control system. So that's like 3 flight computers on board. All of the motors, you know, we can lose a motor and continue in flight. We want to make sure that, you know, the aircraft is able to maintain its safety without the pilot having to do a whole lot of figuring out what's going on, because they don't have a pilot's license necessarily. Another thing that we do is we've tested thousands and thousands of miles before we put up a single person in. We want to make sure that we've tested a huge environmental envelope, and then we bring that back. And then anything that hasn't failed in our environment, we force fail it and see what will happen and how the controllers will interact.
You brought up a good point. It is classified here in the States as an ultralight, is it not?
Yes.
Which
yes.
means it's accessible to many people.
Lots of people, yep. Mm-hmm. And I would, other than the acquisition costs, it's very inexpensive to operate.
Yeah, we'll have training put in place to make sure that the people, you know, understand the aircraft, understand the flight space, and their responsibility as a pilot.
And I'm sure you've been asked this all week, so I might as well ask it a couple more times. How much and when?
Okay. So basically, the price of an SUV. Initially, we'll probably have some sort of a signature series where they're like, you know, those few that are sold in that batch will be a little bit more expensive at the beginning. But we've really worked hard to try and make this accessible to a lot of people and make it affordable, not through making it cheap or making it
let's see, we're trying to maintain the quality, but we've really tried to bring the price down through simplicity, through manufacturability, and through those means rather than cutting any corners.
Where can you find out more about this?
So you can find out more about it at our website, which is opener.aero.
Excellent.
Opener.aero?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, you can also type opener space Blackfly in a search URL bar, and that'll also give you, you know, other articles that have been written about it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming out into the windy afternoon and talking to us here at EA Radio.
Thanks a lot for
having
us.
Thanks for showing up with your great Blackfly. It's so cool.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. So a lot of this innovation stuff is happening. So much going on. So much to talk about. We're going to take a break, and then we have a whole list of things to cover here in this hour. Dave Jameson and Jay Montgomery on the fly here at Aviation Gateway Park. You're listening to EA Radio.